Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. That's Mr. Mark Knopfler in the background there. Dire Straits. Renee Grant Williams is our guest. I bet she knows Mark Knopfler. She's the kind of person, with her background and all the stars that she knows, I bet she knows. I bet she's met him. Renee is a well-known voice coach all over the world, halfway all over the world. Maybe on some places outside the world, maybe like on some planets or something. She's helped senators, business executives, sales professionals, and many celebrities, many of which you would know if I named them to you. But she doesn't like for me to drop names. She's the author of Voice Power: Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention. Renee Grant Williams, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Well, I will say that Mark Knopfler is not one I know.
You have not met Mark. See,
have if, not met him.
Well, we need to try to meet him if we can.
Definitely. I'll be happy to meet anytime, any place you arrange.
I'd like to do that because he's one of my favorite artists. But you know, I knew he'd spent a lot of time in Nashville, and I thought
he's
maybe
recorded a lot here.
He did a great duo with Chet Atkins.
Right.
They did a great album. It's one of my favorites. Renee, what's the news? What do we need to know today?
Well, I heard what you said as you were signing off out a few minutes ago about how important the media can be to any business. And I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said, how can you beat free publicity?
Right.
And you become an instant expert. But it also is a way of personalizing you to your potential customer.
Mm-hmm.
It puts a personal face on your business. And in the same way that we feel we come to know people who appear in sitcoms and in movies, the movie Taxi Driver comes mm-hmm. to mind. People begin to know you as a person and trust you as a person. It's very important.
Well, you know, a lot of small business owners have not had an opportunity to be interviewed for a newspaper or whatever. But it's as they become more out in the marketplace, as we get in the marketplace out there more and more, the opportunities are going to pop up more often. And I think even though we may not know immediately when this is going to happen, I think it's important that we prepare ourselves for that. And I know, and that's what you one of the things I know you want to talk about today.
Well, I think there are two ways I want to talk about preparation, Jim. One is, if you have never done interviews, how to prepare for them in general. A good way is to sit with an associate or a friend or coworker and have them interview you.
Role play,
exactly. Hmm. And have them ask the easy questions, the difficult questions, the questions that you have to be able to answer from memory. And that is a great way. Now, to really get the most out of that, Jim, you should also videotape yourself or record yourself.
Now you're getting into the area where you're exactly right. There's no better training tool than role-playing. And a lot of people are uncomfortable doing it. But folks, this is something you need to get over. But I'll tell you, Renee, when people start recording their voices, they don't like that much, do they?
I've been in situations where I've asked a room full of 500 people how many people liked to hear the sound of their own voice, and only two hands went up.
Oh yeah, yeah, and those were the extreme egomaniacs in the room.
Right. Or the contrarians.
Right, right. Yeah. Why is it that we don't like to hear our own voice?
I think that it's because when we speak, we hear our voices from a different perspective than the others around us mm-hmm. do. It sounds more rich, more resonant, and more hollow and warmer than when we hear it out returning back to us
right.
on a tape recorder,
right.
it sounds generally thinner, smaller, weaker, more hesitant.
Maybe a little more shrill sometimes.
More shrill.
Yeah.
And it's like listening to a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't sound at all like what you hear in your head. No question about it. So how do we? So what do we do with this now? We've done some little role playing, and we've recorded ourselves, and we've heard it back, and it's as painful as it is. We're ready to go forward. What do we do with all this?
Well, you have to think like a performer. You have to remember that you need to plan these interviews so you can cover what you came for. Essentially, you have two jobs during an interview. I consider job number one to make the interviewer look good
mm-hmm.
and to match their tone and style, the kind of interview you would do for PBS might be public radio, NPR, might be a whole lot different than you'd do from drive time AM radio.
Right.
And
you probably have to take some kind of an upper or something to be on public radio, wouldn't you? Something, you know, to keep you from falling asleep, that kind of thing.
Right. Right, because things can get
just kidding,
slow.
Just kidding, folks. I'm just only teasing.
Take a dose of morning radio coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're there to entertain, but you also have an agenda. Your agenda is to gently, but persistently, push your product or sell yourself.
But you got to do that very subtly, because if you don't, it comes across the wrong way and it turns people off, doesn't it?
Very gently. It does turn people off. But you are there with an agenda, and some interview hosts take care of all of that up front, like you did this morning. That was an excellent example. When you introduced me, you promoted my book. And you said a few things about me. And basically, that's enough to give the listeners information, but not to pump the product.
Well, some hosts, though, are stingy, aren't they?
Yes. Some of them never give you an opportunity to bring it up.
Well, there are two things that I like to remind people about. It's quid pro quo. You know, it's you know, we want to get the information that you have that can help us, but you're here for a reason too, and so you have to get both of those out. I think that's the trick. We're going to teach you how to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Renee Grant Williams. I feel nice. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. One of my favorite groups there, folks. You know who those people are, don't you, Renee?
Oh, yes.
How many of those folks do you know?
You know, you catch me with all these celebrities.
Do you know Stevie? Do you know Stevie?
I haven't met. No,
you haven't met Stevie or Lindsay?
She knows about me.
She does, huh?
Yeah. She has talked for years about studying with me to run various friend or another.
Well, I'll call her up and tell her to get on over there.
Would you
yeah,
do that
I'll take
for
care
me,
of that.
Tim? That would be so nice of you.
Of course, we're talking about Fleetwood Mac, and that's no, seriously, Renee is a voice coach to the stars. Renee, tell us about who some of the folks are that you worked with.
Oh, I've worked with Linda Ronstadt, Huey Lewis, Randy Travis, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Bobby Weir's coming in.
Is
for a
Faith
couple
Hill
hours,
as beautiful in person as she is on television?
Jim, she is more beautiful.
It's breathtaking, isn't it?
Yeah, she can be in her bunny slippers at early in the morning without a lick of makeup on, and she's dazzling.
Has success spoiled her?
Not as far as I can tell.
She's still a good little
she
Mississippi girl.
She might be
girl.
Rotten inside, but it sure doesn't show on the outside.
It doesn't come out, huh?
As Renee, I said, Bob Weir's coming in to work with me for a couple hours next week.
All right.
Of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk some more about the different kinds of media that we would be talking to. Could be magazines, newspapers, television, radio. Might be a blog. Who knows? Might be interviewed by a blogger one of these days. But what do we need? Is there something we need to know about the different kind of media?
Sure. I'll probably talk about them in order of easy to prepare for. Print, you usually do it over the telephone. It's the least amount of pressure. Primarily, they're interested in your ideas and a few sound bites. Mm-hmm. The one thing you have to make sure you know, I think, is are they recording this interview? Are they handwriting this interview? Are they putting it on the computer? Because they can make mistakes very easily. I once mentioned that I was playing in a blues rock band, and it came back in print that I was playing in a bluegrass band.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just bad reporting. And, see, I actually disagree a little bit. I think print's the most difficult to prepare for. And the reason is this, because if you ramble on about what you have to say, then the person who's writing this is going to take all these notes and put it together however they want to, and consequently it's going to turn out to be a bluegrass band. But if you speak in very short sound bites for the print folks, they will take those quotes and they'll put them in almost verbatim. Whereas on the radio, you know, you get to say it out loud, and there isn't that much editing. It's your voice.
Well, I think you really said one of the most important things, Jim, is that word sound, those words sound bite.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think in sound bites in any of these media. Now, the next easiest form, I think, as far as collecting your thoughts, is a radio interview that will be edited and aired later.
Right.
You have the added dimension of using your voice well, but you can always backtrack and fix. One of the things that is important to do is dress for the occasion if you are doing an interview on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang around in your bunny slippers because you will feel, you will come across as if you're standing around in your bunny slippers.
You'll come across slouchy, won't you?
Yes. So radio interview, any that will be edited later, if you screw up what you're trying to say, just stop and repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
Because an editor wants to edit in sound bites, and you
right.
really said this. Now, then live radio.
What about a live show like the Small Business Advocate show where whatever you say is recorded for, it goes out live and recorded in perpetuity?
That's a hotter medium. There's no fixing on it. What you say is what you get.
That's right.
Now, one of the things you have to do is if you're going to do a radio interview in the morning, you've got to know that one of your jobs is to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you can't do it in your PBS voice. I mean, in your NPR voice.
Yeah.
You have to have a smile on your face, and you have to be quick and fast. You're thinking again in sound bites. Now, television interview that will be edited is, I think, next in line because you can backtrack and do a fix. I mean, if I'm saying something and I screw up or I say too many times
uh-huh.
or I'm not voicing my opinion well, I just stop and do it again. And they appreciate that so much. The important thing is not to let yourself ramble on. Now, the last one that involves sight, sound, and ideas is live television. I mean, what you see and hear is what you get. So sometimes to prepare for this, use your videotape and practice saying things in short sound bites.
Practice is key in all of this, isn't it?
Practice is key in pretty much everything, don't you think, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we definitely need to do that. One of the things I got to practice right now is getting out of this, Renee, because we got to go. The book is called Voice Power. Renee, give us your website, please.
It's myvoicecoach.com.
Myvoicecoach.com. Check it out, folks. This is an outstanding book. They can get it wherever books are sold, as well as your website, can't they, Renee?
Yes, sir.
Renee Grant Williams, she's the best. Thanks, Renee. Tell Bob Weir we said hi. Quick break, right back with Peter Meyer right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.